Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for autumn 2025 and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Katie and Rochelle, and our sound engineer is Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We are also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It is about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe.
Eastleigh, a place for everyone. Together we're building something stronger. The government has asked councils across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight to put forward proposals for reorganising local government. Their aim is to replace the current two-tier system with county and borough councils, with single-tier unitary councils that each deliver all local services for communities of around 500,000 people. These changes matter because they will shape how decisions are made and how services are delivered for decades to come. From road repairs and planning to schools, housing and care services. The new councils need to be large enough to deliver high quality services and secure investments, but small enough to stay connected to the people they serve. Over the summer, councils across Hampshire, including Eastleigh, have been talking to local residents and businesses about the future of local government in our area. Over 13,000 people responded to our public survey. Your feedback has helped shape the proposals that go to government. Eastleigh's ambition is clear. We want a place for everyone. We believe the best way to achieve this is by creating a new council that brings together Southampton, Eastleigh, the waterside communities in the New Forest and Valley Park and the Chilworth area from Test Valley. These areas are already closely linked. People commute across them for work, study at shared colleges and universities, use the port and airport, attend the same events and rely on the same road and transport networks. By working together we can plan housing, transport and services in a joined-up way. Protect and improve local services by pooling resources. Give our communities a stronger voice to influence investment and government decisions. Keep decision-making close to the communities we serve. This local option strengthens economic, social and cultural connections while keeping a strong sense of local identity and representation. It offers the right balance between size, strength and local accountability. On the 25th of September 2025, Eastleigh's Cabinet and full Council will consider a report on the proposals we will recommend to Government. Whatever the decision, Our priority is a future council that works for everyone, rooted in local identity, but strong enough to deliver for our shared future. To find out more, visit thisisyourplace.co.uk.
Protecting our environment. Itchen Valley and Lakeside Country Parks celebrate Green Flag Awards. Itchen Valley and Lakeside Country Parks have both been awarded green flags in the Keep Britain Tidy charity's National Award Scheme. For Lakeside, it is its fifth green flag in a row, whilst it is Itchen Valley Country Parks' 16th award. Green flags are given to well-managed parks for their conservation work, as well as their overall look, staff and volunteers, and accessibility. They generally set the standard for parks across the country, as the scheme is a nationally recognised mark of quality. Eastleigh Borough Council's Cabinet Member for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "The Itchen Valley and Lakeside teams can be hugely proud of their repeated success in winning this award, which reflects in their hard work and expertise. Once again, we're very grateful to Keep Britain Tidy for this recognition." Green Flag Award Scheme Manager Paul Todd, MBE, said, "Congratulations to everyone involved in Itchen Valley and Lakeside Country Parks, who have worked tirelessly to ensure that they achieve the high standards required for the Green Flag Award. Quality parks and green spaces like Itchen Valley and Lakeside Country Parks makes the country a healthier place to live and work in, and a stronger place in which to invest. Crucially, Itchen Valley Country Park and Lakeside are vital green spaces for communities in Eastleigh to enjoy nature, and during the ongoing cost of living crisis, they are free and safe places for families to socialise. They also provide important opportunities for local people and visitors to reap the physical and mental health benefits of green space. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP. Enhancing biodiversity at Telegraph Woods. A new project to improve public access to Telegraph Woods in West End has been launched, aiming to enhance the health and well-being of local residents. Led by Eastleigh Borough Council, the initiative also seeks to protect and enhance the site's biodiversity through the active management of wildlife habitats. The Council's Countryside Service is currently conducting a tree health survey, and a woodland management plan is being developed in partnership with Hampshire County Council. Some essential tree safety work has already begun. The project will be delivered in two phases. Phase one will focus on creating a perimeter track to improve accessibility throughout the site, alongside continued tree safety works. Phase two will explore options informed by the tree survey to boost biodiversity, including measures to reduce non-native and invasive species, bringing long-term benefits to the woodland.
Save money and reduce waste with new meal planner. Borough residents can now take advantage of our new weekly food planner to help plan meals and shopping lists. This simple planner is designed to help save you money on shopping bills and reduce food waste. By planning ahead, you'll only buy what you need, make the most of leftovers, and help avoid expensive takeaways or last-minute shopping trips. Here's how meal planning helps. Reduces food waste. A meal plan ensures that you're buying only what you need for the week, minimising the chances of food spoiling before you can use it. Planning ahead also allows you to incorporate leftovers into future meals, further reducing waste. Prevents impulse purchases. When you have a meal plan and a shopping list, you're less likely to be tempted by unnecessary items or special offers that you don't need. This helps you stick to your budget and avoid overspending on groceries. Makes grocery shopping more efficient. With a meal plan, you can save time and streamline your shopping trips by knowing exactly what you need and sticking to your list. Allows for bulk buying and batch cooking. Meal planning can make it easier to identify opportunities for bulk buying, which often comes with discounts, and batch cooking, which can save on energy and cooking time. By buying larger quantities of staples and preparing meals in advance, you can save money and time in the long run. Encourages healthy eating. Meal planning can lead to more nutritious meals as you're more likely to make balanced choices when you have a plan. This can also contribute to long-term health benefits and potentially reduce healthcare costs. Download your free weekly food planner here at eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly-food-planner.
Warning after second refuge lorry fire. The council is urging its residents and businesses to think about the disposal of unwanted electricals and spent batteries, as well as hazardous waste, following another fire in a refuge lorry. The latest blaze broke out in Netley, and firefighters from Hampshire Fire and Rescue were called to tackle the incident. Lithium iron batteries, or Li-ion batteries, are commonly used in portable electronics and electric vehicles. However, when these items are placed in curbside recycling or black bin collections, the risk of them being damaged and igniting a fire is increased. There are a number of options for safely disposing of both electricals and batteries, such as the network of household waste recycling centres, HWRCs, and take-back schemes with retailers. To help prevent these fires, residents in the borough are advised. All your household batteries should be placed in a clear bag. A clear sandwich bag is perfect, and left on top of your glass to be recycled. Please be careful to store your batteries safely in a cool, dry place. Batteries or electrical items that contain lithium iron or Li-ion batteries should never be placed in your curbside wheeled bins. Battery take-back is offered at most shops that sell batteries and electrical items, and they can also be taken to your local HWRC.
Tree and Bee Network seeks volunteers to build wildlife corridors. Calling on all green-fingered Eastleigh residents. The Tree and Bee Network is on the hunt for volunteers to help build tree and bee corridors, which will connect existing areas of woodlands and the biodiversity they contain by creating a patchwork of living stepping stones through the landscape. This patchwork will allow the movement of insect, birds and mammals between favourable areas of habitat by providing service stations for food and shelter along the way. The planting sites comprise roadside verges to create a corridor, open spaces within residential areas, parks and cemeteries, and green space in proposed development sites. Planting ranges from simple pots of pollinator plants to individual trees with wild flowers planted beneath, and the forest gardens contain edible and medicinal plants. We are continuing to identify and plant sites on borough and parish-owned land within the parishes of Fair Oak, Horton Heath and Bishopstoke, incorporating sites such as school grounds, roundabouts, allotments, pocket woodlands and community gardens in new housing developments. We are looking for volunteers to help with planting, watering and a spot of weeding in return for picking fruit, herbs and other edibles to enjoy yourself. You might also be interested in planting a mini forest garden at your own property. Alternatively, you may like to adopt a tree for yourself or on behalf of someone else. For further information, contact treeandbee@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Be a good neighbour to nature. A kinder autumn for wildlife. As the evenings draw in, many people enjoy gathering around bonfires. But behind the glow and crackle lies a hidden cost for wildlife and for the air we breathe. Bonfires pose a real threat to hedgehogs, nesting birds, frogs, toads and other small mammals. Piles of wood and leaves left undisturbed for even a few days can become tempting shelter for wildlife seeking warmth and protection. When lit without checking, these hidden refuges can turn into deadly traps. Birds may roost in nearby trees, and ground-dwelling creatures like hedgehogs often crawl into the centre of a bonfire heap to hibernate. Without careful inspection, a single match can have tragic consequences. Beyond the risk to animals, bonfires release fine particles, carbon monoxide and other pollutants that contribute to poor air quality. These pollutants can affect people with asthma or respiratory conditions, and they linger in the environment long after the flames die down. Before you light a bonfire, consider cleaner, kinder alternatives like composting. It's better for your health, your community and local wildlife. For more info, go to environmentcentre.com/the-environment/clean-air. Plant Eastleigh is ready for the next planting season. The Plant Eastleigh team is expanding its volunteer group, as well as providing public planting sessions at Itchen Valley Country Park this October through to March 2026. Plant Eastleigh volunteers were formed in summer 2023 and have helped to plant thousands of trees across the borough. Could you join our friendly group this autumn? We are also reviving the public Itchen Valley Country Park planting days with sessions at new sites on the 25th of January and the 8th and 22nd of February. We are releasing bookable planting sessions across the day for your family to plant together and enjoy what the country park has to offer. The volunteer team will be planting a mix of individual trees, woodland, hedges, community orchards and pocket woodland, using the Miyawaki method, which aims to improve biodiversity. Trees have numerous benefits, which will have a positive effect for residents, such as cleaning the air, preventing floods and soil erosion, and boosting mental health. If you would like to get involved with the tree planting this season, join our Plant Eastleigh volunteers, or watch out for Country Park planting days by visiting planteastleigh.co.uk.
Join our garden waste scheme for 6 months. Don't waste time and fuel booking a trip to the tip. Join over 24,000 other borough residents and sign up today. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds, the collection will save you time and make it easier for you to help the environment. The cost of a bin is only £50 for 6 months. Sign up between the 1st of October and the 1st of November 2025 to take advantage of this offer. Benefits include: saves you time and is more convenient, no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle, collected fortnightly from your curbside, no more booking or queuing at your local tip. Wheeled bin is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. Sign up at eastleigh.gov.uk/garden-waste.
Creating homes and communities. A new community green space, Stoke Common Park, is now open. Magnificent views, diverse wildlife and miles of new walking trails await Eastleigh residents in this summer as the borough's new suitable alternative natural green space, Stoke Common Park, opened to the public on Friday, 18th of July. Located northeast of Bishopstoke, this 21-hectare site has been transformed into a tranquil parkland designed to offer residents a natural retreat while helping to protect sensitive habitats and take pressure off designated conservation sites such as the New Forest. Deputy Leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, Councillor Ian Corbin, who performed the opening ceremony, said, "This wonderful facility, which will benefit both Eastleigh residents and visitors, is the result of extremely hard work by Eastleigh Borough Council, contractors and volunteers. I extend my thanks to all of them and look forward to people enjoying Stoke Common Park for many years to come." Leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, Councillor Keith House, who also attended the opening ceremony, added, "This is a truly magnificent new park with great views and kilometres of walking trails accessible to all that will help to protect sensitive habitats and local wildlife."
Features of Stoke Common Park include 2.5 kilometres of newly created accessible pathways, central seating and picnic areas, dog and cyclist friendly routes, interpretation boards and signage, bird and bat boxes, log piles and new habitat for wildlife, native hedgerow and tree planting scheduled for autumn, links to extensive public rights of way through Stoke Park Woods and the surrounding area. Access and parking. Parking is available at the Stoke Common Cemetery Extension car park, access off Sewell Drive, with easy walking routes leading into the park. Please note there is no parking directly available on Sewell Drive or within Stoke Common Park. Visitors can access the park via several pedestrian routes, including Stoke Park Woods, Sewell Drive via Public Bridleway, Hardings Lane, Savernake Way, the rear of the Fox and Hound pub, and Upper Barn Copse and Crowd Hill Copse.
Public feedback helps shape future housing near King's Copse Avenue. An online consultation about a development of new homes on land near King's Copse Avenue, Hedge End, took place over the summer. There is a significant need for housing, and the council wants to make sure this development works for new and existing residents. The feedback window has now closed, and we've reviewed all the responses. Several strong themes have merged, and we're making changes where possible. Please check our webpage soon for updates, including a We Asked and You Said section. The land has already been set aside for housing in the council's approved local plan. Residents were asked about their views on how the development could look and feel. We know local services are under pressure, and we'll share how we plan to manage these challenges. The views of local people are helping to shape the next steps. For more info, eastleigh.gov.uk/kings-copse-avenue. Improvements to Lakeside Play Area. Following the successful online and in-person public consultations, the appointed contractor has installed new equipment to the western side of the Lakeside Play Area. This will complement the existing toddler swings, toddler multi-play unit, mound tunnel, seesaw and various other pieces of play equipment. The new equipment includes a replacement of the removed basket swing and multi-play unit aimed at older children, as well as introducing a new zip line which will be installed in the summer. We have taken on board the feedback from the consultation, and we have improved access to the toddler multi-play unit, as well as introducing a communication board to the play area. Book an MOT with your council. Do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency, DVSA, approved MOT service? Our team of professional mechanics based at our Hedge End depot carry out MOT testing service on cars, light vans, Class 4 5 or large panel vans between 3,000 kg and 3,500 kg, Class 7. We don't offer repairs service. If your vehicle fails, we only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test. We offer a free retest if a vehicle is brought back within 10 days. To book, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. Eastleigh Active Red Hot this summer. Eastleigh's Summer of Activities for Children and Young People across the borough has been hailed as a resounding success. Hundreds of young people tried something new, made new friends, and got moving over the summer break. The programme, launched with Skate Jam, led by Team Rubicon at Free Space Skate Park, Chandler's Ford, was followed by low-cost activity sessions selling out, such as fencing, aerial hoop, sailing and fishing, and free swimming at Places Leisure Eastleigh. One parent said, "These sessions are great. They give young people the chance to be active in a fun way during the summer holidays, and it gets them off their screens. I would highly recommend them to any parent." Over 1,500 were booked on the activity sessions, with 60 attending Skate Jam and over 800 registering for free swimming. The programme is funded by the council's Sport Works team, local area committees, parish and town councils, and we thank all the partner providers and venues. If you would like to get involved in the Easter or Summer 2026 programme, please get in touch. The council's cabinet member for health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "Another fun-filled summer was provided for hundreds of children and young people through Eastleigh Active. New and well-loved sessions helped them try something new while making new friends and fond memories. A special thanks to everyone involved for making this programme not only fun but affordable to everyone in the borough. Watch this space for Eastleigh Active Easter at eastleigh.gov.uk/Eastleigh Active. Hampshire Sports Club Conference. Eastleigh Borough Council and Test Valley Borough Council's sport development teams are staging the Hampshire Sports Club Conference that will focus on the latest and most relevant information to help local sports clubs in Hampshire to become more sustainable and inclusive. It will be held on Monday, the 24th of November, between 5:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. at Ganger Farm Sports Park in Romsey. If you are interested in attending the event, please email sportworks@eastleigh.gov.uk to receive the latest information.
Get walking and wheeling. Join us for Eastleigh Borough's first Walking and Wheeling Festival. Local organisations, artists and volunteers are providing over 30 free led and self-led routes across the borough over 30 days to explore by foot, wheelchair and mobility aid. Covering a range of themes, lengths and access needs over 17 locations, there is a route to suit everyone. The festival aims to help residents explore their local area and discover the joys of moving under their own steam. The amazing route leaders will use history, art, nature and photography to bring fun and interest to each event. But act fast, routes are booking up until mid-September. Book now at eastleigh.gov.uk/EastleighWWFest. Young people take the plunge to boost swimming confidence. Pupils from Burselden Junior and Norwood and Hamble Primary Schools got the chance to build their confidence in the swimming pool in the Easter and summer holidays this year, thanks to an initiative supported by the Eastleigh Active programme. The targeted project took place across Places Leisure Eastleigh and Hamble Sports Complex, and invited local schools to put forward pupils for these low-cost and exclusive pool sessions. They are designed to build water confidence and tackle the 1 in 3 children who cannot swim 25 metres by the time they leave primary school, Swim England. A parent poolside said, "Really glad this was offered to my daughter. It's helped fast-track her water confidence back to where it should be." Health walks. Free group walks across the borough. Led walks by a qualified leader every week of the year, come rain or shine. All you need is a good pair of shoes, suitable clothing and enthusiasm. There are 12 walks to choose, starting from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Each lasts approximately 1 hour and covers a distance of 2 to 3 miles. Slow walks are available. Just turn up to your first walk and complete a registration form provided by the walk leader. Visit easley.gov.uk/healthwalks to view the programme or call 023 8068 4813.
Food education programme connects with local families. Our local food education and production programme in the borough has brought together families to cook nutritious food and partners to improve access to low-cost food. Activities have engaged local families to explore food creativity and keep nutrition budget-friendly, healthy and fun. Grow Your Own projects have been supported and local food partnership has been set up to improve flow between food banks and community pantries and fridges. Recently, the team has been to Velmore Community Centre to work with elderly residents to explore their food memories, resulting in a live healthy cooking session and a book by a life story writer. The legacy of the programme includes the training of staff and volunteers from local community organisations, including young carers, support workers, etc., to continue the family sessions into the future. Partners who have helped these projects come alive include community centres, local organisations, Munch, the food specialists, and local schools. The programme has been supported by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund to tackle the cost of living, social isolation and nutritional health of local families. View the project's progress and view the book through easley.gov.uk/UKSPF.
Eastbrook Homes. The latest on the Lower Acre. New homes are building momentum. Work is progressing at the Lower Acre, the first residential phase of 1 Horton Heath. The timber frames have been rising steadily from the foundations, with roofs now added to the first few homes and brickwork starting. These milestones mark the beginning of a new chapter, with the first homes set to welcome their first residents in winter 2025-26. Pre-launch event success. We were delighted to welcome guests to our exclusive pre-launch event in June and have taken on the feedback from attendees. We're currently working behind the scenes to enhance your home building experience in preparation for the upcoming launch. What's coming up? Our show homes and on-site sales office will be opening in November, offering a chance to explore our homes in person with an interactive development map, customisation and upgrade options available. Improved connections. The foot and cycle path linking 1 Horton Heath to Hedge End train station is now open, making it easier for safer and sustainable travel between the Lower Acre, Deer Park School and beyond. The Avenue Link Road, which connects the northern and southern gateways of 1 Horton Heath, is nearly complete. Once open, it will make visiting and living at the Lower Acre even more convenient. Nature and community. While we eagerly await the launch of the first homes, the Eastbrook Homes team have been admiring and documenting the diverse nature and biodiversity around One Horton Heath. Be sure to check our social media for the latest videos, where we've covered everything from butterflies to owls and a whole lot in between. Keep up to date with the latest news at eastbrookhomes.co.uk.
Working together in Horton Heath. Over the past few months, the One Horton Heath, or OHH, development, in partnership with Builders Waits, has gone beyond bricks and mortar, placing community at the forefront through a range of activities in and around Horton Heath. A recent highlight was a visit from the Girl Guides, who donned high-vis jackets and hard hats to explore the evolving neighbourhood. They learned about the many roles in construction, including the growing number of women in the industry, and now plan to build a bug hotel for the development using recycled building materials. Volunteers recently rolled up their sleeves at St Francis Animal Centre, Fair Oak, giving it a fresh coat of paint, helping create a brighter, more welcoming environment for both animals and visitors. Recently, volunteers also participated in a community litter pick and plan to carry out future litter picking locally. Local students have taken up work experience placements at One Horton Heath, gaining valuable insights into careers in construction, planning and more. The team has supported schools by attending careers fairs at Barton Peveril and local schools, as well as running mock interview sessions at Wyvern College, helping to prepare the next generation for their future careers. "We're passionate about building more than just houses," said a spokesperson for OHH. "It's about building connections between people, organisations and the places they care about. We want Horton Heath to be a place where everyone feels involved and proud to call home." These initiatives are part of our ongoing commitment to working with the community, ensuring the development not only provides much-needed homes, but also creates a lasting positive impact for everyone in the area.
What's on? Theatre, music and dance highlights. Red Entertainment presents 24K Magic Men, Saturday the 27th of September, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £30, £27 concessions, the point. Northern Crossroads UK Limited presents the Brit Pop Reboot, Saturday the 27th of September, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £26.50. The Berry Theatre. Meta Theatre presents Explaining Being Pan to Nan, Thursday the 2nd of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £13. The Point Studio Theatre. Fleetwood Unchained, Friday the 3rd of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £24.50. The Berry Theatre. Jodie Kamali presents Bizzle Productions, Ironing Board Man, Friday the 3rd of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £16.50, £14.50 concessions, the point. Mark Burrows presents The Magic of Terry Pratchett, Saturday the 4th of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £21, the point. Absolute Britney, the world's premier Britney Spears impersonator, Friday 10th of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £26, £16 concessions, the Berry Theatre. Shit-faced Shakespeare presents Hamlet, Saturday the 11th of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £28, the Berry Theatre. Dirty Dusting, Saturday 11th of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £26.50, the point. Crown Academy of Performing Arts. Finding Nemo Jr. Sunday the 12th of October, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Tickets £9 to £12.50, the point. Our Day and Omnibus Theatre presents Drum, Friday the 17th of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £15, £13 concessions, the point. The Bowie Experience, Saturday the 25th of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £25, £22.50, the point. Sad Girl shows present the Taylor Swift Cabaret, Thursday the 30th of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £20, £16 concessions, the point.
Comedy Highlights. Bring Your Own Baby Comedy is on Tuesday the 30th of September at 11:30 a.m. Tickets £14. Babies are free and it's at the point. Sam Avery, Thunderstorm, Friday the 17th of October, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £22.50 at the Berry Theatre. Family Highlights. Animal Guys presents Amazing Animals, Saturday the 18th of October at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Tickets are £18, £16 concession, or £54 for a family of four at the point. Halloween Pumpkin Carving, the 27th to the 30th of October from 10 a.m. at the point. Halloween Slime Making on the 31st of October from 10 a.m. at the point. A free event. Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance CPR Skills for Life Training on the 13th of October at 1:30 p.m. at the point.
Kicking off the Christmas countdown. The countdown to Christmas in Eastleigh gets underway on Saturday the 15th of November with the grand Christmas light switch on in the town centre. The Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Janice Asman, is expected to switch on the festive illuminations along with characters from the Point's festive fairy tale, Tink. Other events to be confirmed will be taking place on the day and into the evening. Booking info. Booking tickets couldn't be easier. Our current box office hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, or head to our website and book online. The box office is at 023 8065 2333, thepointeastleigh.co.uk. The address is The Point, Lee Road, Eastleigh, Hampshire, SO509DE. And the Berry Theatre is at Wilden Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, Hampshire, SO304EJ. Or there's Facebook and or X, The Berry Theatre, The Point Eastleigh, or Point Eastleigh.
Events at the Country Parks. Tin Can Bug Hotel Workshop, Sunday the 28th of September, 10:30 a.m. Cost £5. For Recycling Week, turn a tin can into a bug hotel for your garden. Haunted Forest Trail, 25th of October to the 2nd of November. Cost £3. There's no turning back now. You have entered the Haunted Forest to save Trixie the Ghost. With hidden challenges and twists and turns, can you help her escape? Upside Down Hanging Bat Craft, Monday, 27th of October, 10:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Cost £5. A workshop to make your own Halloween decoration. Spooky Spider Craft, Wednesday, 29th of October. Cost £5. 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. A craft workshop to make your own spider and web. Halloween lanterns. Thursday the 30th of October. Cost £5. 10:30 a.m. 11:15 a.m. 1:30 p.m. 2:15 p.m. A workshop to transform a glass jar and tissue paper into a ghoulish lantern. Spooky Silent Disco. Friday the 31st of October. Family friendly session. 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. £8 per person. Adults only session. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. £15 per person. Get ready for a hauntingly good time as Silent Disco King brings the beats to the park. Dress up in your spookiest costumes and boogie the night away under the stars with wireless headphones and 3 channels of music to choose from. There's something for everyone. Festive Willow Workshops. Sunday, the 16th of November, cost £35. Willow Stars, 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Willow Christmas Trees, 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. 2 workshops led by Willow and Crafts to make decorative willow stars and willow Christmas trees.
Seasonal Wreath. Sunday, the 23rd of November. Cost £25 from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. A workshop to make a rustic wreath using willow, found cones and seeds. Willow Lantern Workshops. Sunday, the 14th of December, 10:30 a.m. Cost £10 per family. Make your own lantern ahead of the lantern parade on the 21st of December. Festive Lanterns and Songs. Sunday, 21st of December from 3:30 p.m. A lantern procession and songs around the Christmas tree, accompanied by Otterbourne Brass Band. Pre-bookable lantern workshops available. Gingerbread Trail, a sweet Christmas adventure. Saturday, the 29th of November 2025 to the 4th of January 2026. This Christmas, step into a magical woodland and join the Gingerbread Trail. Follow sparkling clues, complete fun festive tasks, and meet some cheeky gingerbread friends along the way. Pick up your map from the Woodland Cafe and let the adventure begin. To book, visit itchinvalley.co.uk/whats-on. The address is Itchin Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, SO303HQ. View full listings for The Point and Bury Theatre at thepointeastleigh.co.uk/events. Itchin Valley Country Park is itchinvalley.co.uk/whats-on. Events in the borough, eastleigh.gov.uk/upcoming-events.
Shaping Places. Artists appointed for Fleming Park Public Art. Dorset-based artist duo Denman and Gold are developing a design for new shade-creating structures at Fleming Park Paddling Pool, inspired by plant cells. The creative team popped up at the paddling pool and community events at Pavilion on the Park and Places Leisure this summer to get feedback on their ideas from residents. The artists are consulting with local residents on their design ideas in 2025 and installing the finished artwork in spring 2026. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/F(PPublicArt). Burzerdon Artwork honours local brickmakers. A new artwork which celebrates the brickmaking heritage of the Burzerdon area has been installed at Great Down Park. funded by developers' contributions for public art, the piece by artist Emma Smith incorporates seating and hundreds of handmade bricks which are marked with the initials of brickmakers from within a 5-mile radius of Old Burselden. The title, Corralent Burselden, refers to a pattern made of bricks and Burselden's history as the epicentre of local brickmaking, with both the Burselden Brick Company operating here from 1897 to 1974 and numerous smaller family-run kilns in the area prior to that. The artist ran brickmaking workshops with children at Burselden C of E infant and junior schools, and she worked closely with local people to research the names of brickmakers, including many women and children, which can now be found via the Burselden Parish Council website. Find out more at burselden-pc.gov.uk/open-spaces/Corralent Burselden.
Hiltonbury Polish Resettlement Camp Memorial Unveiled. New public art by artist Janika Platum was launched at a special event with the local Polish community. Over the past 12 months, the artist has met with surviving residents of the post-World War II camp and their families and run a workshop with children at Hiltonbury Junior School. The artwork, in three parts, includes a silver birch tree transported from Poland, planted alongside a freestanding plaque and a neon sign which says, "There were people at Hiltonbury who had experienced these events." The phrase is taken from Marian Sobieska's book, The Story of the Polish Dependents, Hostel Hiltonbury, and formatted in the handwriting of a local resident who lived in the camp as a child. The project aimed to celebrate diversity and commission a meaningful tribute to the experiences of displacement and resettlement in the UK. The launch event included traditional Polish food and singing, and speeches by the Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Janice Ashman, and the Times art critic Waldemar Jakuszak, who grew up in the camp. The work is funded by developers' contributions and supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council England and grants from the Polish Cultural Institute and Chandler's Ford Parish Council. For more information and to watch a video about the project, eastleigh.gov.uk/there-were-people. Flags for Freedom. Young and older people in Eastleigh are joining forces to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II as part of the community project Flags for Freedom. Led by the team at The Point, this project is part of Future Arts Centre's national campaign, Our Freedom, Then and Now, and invites the people of Eastleigh Borough to reflect on what freedom means today, 80 years after the end of the Second World War. The venue will be delivering 10 community-focused workshops in local primary schools and care settings to inform the creation of a series of flags and banners. The project will culminate in a celebration parade event in November, where the flags will be shared with the wider community. For more information, thepointeastleigh.co.uk.
Artwork Brighton's Bus Station. Colourful transformation of Eastleigh Bus Station. Funding from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund has been used to give Eastleigh Bus Station a much needed injection of colour. As part of an ongoing programme of town centre improvements, the council commissioned local artist Amanda Moore to transform the bus station glazing with a colourful and contemporary design that celebrates Eastleigh's architecture. The government funding for the project aims to build pride in place and has enabled the Eastleigh Local Area Committee to continue to make improvements in the town centre. In recent years, investment in the town centre has included new bench seating, planters and artwork for High Street, Market Street and Lee Road precinct, funded by developers' contributions of over £200,000. The bus station's bespoke benches, originally installed in 2001, were also cleaned and repaired in 2023. Councillor Paul Bicknell, the Council's Cabinet Member for Regeneration North, said, "Now in our fourth year of the government's UK SPF funding, we are starting to see some real benefits across the borough. In Eastleigh Town Centre especially, the investment is being used to help make the town centre look a more appealing place to visit and spend time." Artist Amanda Moore from Chandler's Ford was invited to create Colour Wave, which takes inspiration from architectural features around Eastleigh Town Centre, including circular windows, arches above doorways, and the distinctive Art Deco feature on the front of the Imperial Building. Amanda said, "The artwork aims to brighten up this welcome point to the town centre, building on the artworks already installed along the glazed canopies. Eastleigh Town Centre improvements are ongoing through the UKSPF, funded Together We Make Eastleigh project, led by Eastleigh Borough Council, working in partnership with Eastleigh Town Council, Eastleigh BID, Hampshire County Council and Hemingway Design."
Regeneration of Eastleigh Town Centre. Areas of regeneration for Eastleigh Town Centre have been identified as a result of feedback from 2,500 members of the public and local stakeholders under the Together We Make Eastleigh project. A video presentation of the feedback and some concept designs for partial pedestrianisation of High Street and Market Street have been published to show how space could be best used to bring the inside out while retaining important everyday business activities and disabled access. They include public and business seating areas, greener sections, encouraging use into the evening, and a nod to Eastleigh's Spitfire heritage. These and other potential design proposals will be the subject of a public consultation in the next 18 months. The work is supported by new vision and values, developed in partnership with Hemingway Design, that guide the direction and aims of the project, whilst best representing Eastleigh. Thanks to all those involved for taking the time to contribute to the Together We Make Eastleigh project. Anyone interested can sign up to receive updates as the project evolves. The Council, Eastleigh Town Council and Eastleigh BID are working in partnership, funded by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund. Eastleigh Local Area Committee Chair, Councillor Alex Bourne, said, "It's great to see so many businesses and the public coming together to be engaged in this process. They help to shape plans to ensure more people visit more often and spend more time in the town centre. We hope you continue to support the progress made by Together We Make Eastleigh to really make the town centre fit for the future." For more information, updates and to watch the video, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/TWME.
Your Council. Citizens of Honour recognised at Eastleigh's mayor-making ceremony. Eastleigh people were honoured at the borough's annual mayor-making ceremony by being presented with Citizens of Honour Awards. The awards, made every 2 years, mark the extraordinary contributions made to their communities. Rose Timms works tirelessly supporting veterans and their families in Eastleigh. Rose and her husband Dave Silence run the Eastleigh Armed Forces Veterans Breakfast Club, a Katerina's Cafe, where they ensure that every veteran receives a warm welcome and personal recognition for their service. They also run a breakfast club for veterans at Sunnybanks Care Home. Rose is a Poppy Appeal coordinator for the Royal British Legion and also supports the Women's Royal Army Corps and Royal Air Force Club in Hamble. Wendy Cummins of Quiffy's Hairdressers in Boyett Wood has been inspirational in arranging a Christmas community event for the past 11 years. Wendy's motivation was triggered when parents bringing their children into her shop for haircuts told her how difficult it was to take their children to see Father Christmas as it had become so expensive. The thought that so many children were missing out on seeing Father Christmas broke Wendy's heart, and she felt she had to organise a Christmas community event. With the help of her staff, Wendy organises children's rides, a magician, carol singing, farm animals, craft and cake stalls, and of course Father Christmas, to give residents an afternoon to enjoy and remember. Julie Olden has been a school crossing patrol lollipop lady in Burslem for about 28 years. She always goes above and beyond to get the children to school safely. She makes an effort to greet everyone by name and with a friendly smile through rain or shine. Former councillor Anne Winstonley was also made an honorary alderman for her service to Eastleigh Borough Council from 1998 to 2018.
Merged Central Eastleigh Council given the go-ahead. Borough councillors have given the green light to create a larger decision-making body for the centre of Eastleigh town and the area to the immediate north. It follows the results of a public consultation on the Community Governance Review, CGR, to merge Eastleigh Town Council and Boyett Wood Parish Council, which was reported to the Borough Council's Administration Committee. A further consultation took place on the number of councillors and the boundaries and the make-up of electoral wards for the council, which represents the first tier of local democracy. Residents of Albrook, to the north of Boyett Wood, were also asked for their views and were overwhelmingly opposed to Albrook Parish being included in the merger. More than 600 residents responded to the initial consultation via the online and through-the-door survey across all three town parish areas. Strengthening town and parish councils means that householders are represented by elected councillors who are responsible for more tightly drawn local areas than the much larger unitary authorities that will be introduced under Local Government Reorganisation, LGR. They will also have a greater say in how the budget for local services is spent. Leader of the Council, Councillor Keith House, said, "Thanks to everyone who took part in the community consultation. At Eastleigh, we're committed to truly local representation and accountability. With the much larger unitary authorities planned under local government reorganisation, it is even more important that Eastleigh and Boyett Wood have as strong a voice as possible in the decision-making process and how services are delivered. The election for seats on the merged council will take place in 2026.
New councillors elected to serve Hedge End South and Eastleigh Central. Two new borough councillors joined the authority in May following by-elections. Councillor John Shepherd was elected to serve the Hedge End South ward and Councillor Mark Harding was elected to serve the Eastleigh Central ward. Councillor Shepherd is 54 and has lived in Hedge End for over 25 years. He studied at the University of Southampton and has lived in the area for over 35 years in total. He is married and his wife is a nurse practitioner. He has three grown-up children and also works in the healthcare sector. He said, "In terms of hobbies and interests, I am a keen sports fan, especially football. For my sins, I support Brentford. I grew up in West London, so they are my local team. I also attend a church in Southampton. In terms of being a councillor, for me it is about serving the community I have lived in for so many years, helping to resolve problems and addressing any concerns of local residents. Councillor Mark Harding is 51 and is married with three adult children. He lives in Newtown Road, Eastleigh, and is a senior software developer. He enjoys walking and running, getting out and about in nature, and exploring our heritage with the National Trust. He also likes photography and cooking. He said, "I have enjoyed learning what's going on within our community and meeting new people." Remembrance. Remembrance services will take place around the borough on Sunday the 9th of November. There will also be an armistice service on the 11th of November at Lee Road Recreation Ground. A festival of remembrance featuring the band of the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Constabulary will be held at the Point on Sunday the 26th of October at 3 p.m.
Your community. Vyvanka Day. Vyvanka Day is a national holiday in Ukraine. It honours the rich cultural heritage of Ukrainian national dress, especially the traditional embroidered shirt known as Vyvanka, which symbolises national identity, family history and pride. To mark this special day, members of Eastleigh's Ukrainian community spend the morning doing crafts and enjoying some homemade traditional delicacies, with the event led by former mayoress Jean Pragnell. Shoebox Appeal. The Point in Eastleigh is proud to support the Rotary Club of Eastleigh by participating in the long-running Rotary Shoebox Scheme, helping bring joy and essential items to disadvantaged children across Eastern Europe this year. From now until Monday the 13th of October, collect a shoebox from the Point, fill it with a selection of suitable items, and return it. Suggested items include toys, toiletries, school supplies, and a small gift, depending on the chosen category, baby, child, or teenager. An explanatory leaflet will come with each shoebox. Shoeboxes can be collected from the Point's box office. Contact Amanda Stallard for more information at amanda.stallard@eastleigh.gov.uk. For more info, visit rotaryshoebox.org.
Apply for a grant and make a difference. Got a project that benefits your community? We have funding for you. HEWEB opens September, Youth in December, and BHH is open all year. Priority goes to projects that boost health, shape great places, protect the environment, or build strong communities. Eligible applicants are not-for-profit groups with a constitution, bank account, two signatories, insurance, and safeguarding checks for work with vulnerable people. Don't miss out. Apply and bring your ideas to life. Website is eastleigh.gov.uk/community-grants. Keeping the electoral register up to date. Your household will have received a form recently from the Borough Council showing the names of residents who are currently registered to vote at your property. Please check this information to ensure the details are correct. If the information needs to be updated, please visit householdresponse.com/Eastleigh to make any changes. The information is used to confirm who, at your address, is eligible to vote. This information can also be used when applying for credit, such as a mortgage or personal loan. Not being registered can risk you being refused credit. Please help us by responding as soon as you can to prevent reminders being sent and to avoid the need for additional contact with you. For more information, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/ annual canvass.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, or LACs, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk, or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 6:30 p.m. on the 26th of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIF OHH or contact kitty.budden@eastleigh.gov.uk, or you can phone on 023 8068 8418. Bursledon, Hamble le Rice and Hound, 6 p.m. on the 13th of November and the 29th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk or phone 023 8068 3367. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. on the 9th of November. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/CF H or contact Narinder, spelt N-A-R-I-N-D-E-R, dot Fagura Sims, spelt P-H-A-G-U-R-A-S-I-M-S, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023-8068-3369. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. on the 4th of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact Keely.Mitchell, Keely is spelt K-E-E-L-E-Y, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023-8068-3369. And finally, Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m, 29th of September and 10th of November. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact ross.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk. Telephone 023 8068 3367.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh. SO 509YN. Telephone 023 8068 8000. Facebook and X at Eastleigh with a capital E BC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. For those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. And this is goodbye from Sharon.
Goodbye.
Katie.
Goodbye.
And myself, Rachel. Goodbye.